over here in Tampa.
Okay.
And one of the kids reported he was on a soccer field, and he saw a kid in a T-shirt with the two people that were in long jackets, and the kid was throwing a bomb or some type of a pipe device on the roof.
When was that?
Pardon?
When was that, sir?
This was earlier here on CNN. Would you mention or relay out there to the scene that an ex-cop here in Tampa heard that statement and has not seen anybody look at the roof?
Okay. Sounds like a grenade bomb?
Well, I don't know what the kid was talking about, but he said the guy laughed at him while one of the others was shooting at him.
Okay.
As he was laying down from the soccer field.
Okay.
And the other kid was throwing something on the roof. That sounds to me like a possibility of a pipe bomb.
Okay.
But I haven't seen any TV coverage of anybody looking at the roof.
Okay. Sir, what's your name just in case?
I'm Ralph Whitley, W-H-I-T-L-E-Y.
Okay.
I'm on the internet as Agent, A-G-E-N-T.
What's the phone number you asked, sir?
Area code 813-286-2333.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hold on just a second. Justin, can you show us now that you have an emergency?
This is Dave Galler with the GIS department. Is there anybody there I can talk to about any support we can aid in terms of getting blueprints out to the sheriff's office?
Okay, hold on just a second.
Is this CNN?
Listing of 303-235-0500 listed for Denver, Colorado Police Department.
Okay, that is Edgewater.
Okay.
Yeah, that needs to be changed.
Okay, you would need to contact, because I'm out of Florida, you would need to contact your local department. That's how they've got it listed in directory services. You might want to ask your local telephone company to change it because we're getting complaints on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
Uh-huh,
bye.
Okay, great.
You guys need anything at all, let us know.
Okay, we will.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
plug in and do a clearance on channel 3? 757, stand by just one.
Hey.
Hello.
What are you up to?
Oh, well, you know, I'm getting rid of calls right and left over here, so, you know, you guys won't be too busy.
Hey, do you know the thing you sent us on?
1604. Well, briefly, I don't know a whole lot about it. At 1805. What exactly is it?
All night thing. I mean, this is a big crime scene down here with the backpacks that exploded.
Yeah.
Bombs in them. So, and they're, the Swiss Metro guy was told to wait here for our crime scene guys. Like, that's never going to happen.
Do you think it's, well?
Is anybody at the command post? I mean, if we were going to take calls, we're finished for the night.
Exactly. I didn't know it was going to be like that. Where did I write that damn phone number for the command post? You got it? Got your pen?
I got it.
Okay, 347.
Okay.
2920.
Okay.
Because I don't know who's doing what. As far as the people that are down there.
Who's going to answer this? Is it the command post?
Yeah, it's the phone that's inside the bus. Who's ever there will answer it.
Okay.
256. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
I got two on standby here.
I'm sorry. Still need anybody for what?
Come down here and get back to system.
No, we got two from Lakewood and two from Arvada. And we got the rest.
Okay?
We're okay for tonight. Yeah, they sent the day shift home, so people that were involved in it, so.
And we got some family down.
What's that? I haven't heard yet. It's still pretty chaotic, as you can imagine. But we haven't heard on that. We're going to, you know, if we need anything, we're just going to teletype direct here.
Okay, sounds great,
man.
If you need anything, just let us know.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Sergeant Stinger with Adams County. I can't get through to anybody on their pager. Would you, if they need another bomb tech and a bomb dog, I'm available from Adams County.
Okay, let me get your name number again.
Okay.
What's your name?
Sergeant Mark Stinger, S-I-N-G-E-R.
Phone number?
My home phone's
423-2109. 2109?
Right.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. This is Bubbles in Colorado, correct?
They give you a wrong number, but you still reach us regardless.
Okay. My daughter was in the shooting today.
Uh-huh.
And she drove a car from the parking lot.
Okay.
From the school a little while and abandoned it.
Okay.
And my ex-wife called me, and I talked to her, and I asked her to call the police. She wanted to call the insurance company about the car, and I told her to please call the police and have the car checked out.
Okay.
The pipe bombs and all the other stuff.
Sir, I'm going to be right back, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, now I can hear you a little bit better.
Okay.
So the pipe bomb...
I told her to have the car checked out by the police. She wanted to call the insurance company, and I told her, please call the police and have the abandoned car checked out.
Is it her car?
It's my daughter's car.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to give you my wife's number there.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Hold on, okay?
All right.
Sheriff, can you hear us? Is this an emergency?
Actually, it's something about the trench coat.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. You need to speak up a little.
Okay, it's about the trench coat mafia Columbine High School.
Okay, hold on, all right?
Okay.
Okay, what kind of car is it, and where is it in the parking lot?
It's not in the parking lot. She drove it down the street and then abandoned it.
Okay.
It's a Honda Civic. Do you remember the license number? No.
It's green.
Okay, what color is it?
It's green. Bluish green. Okay. Okay, guys. My sensor. But I'd like to give you her number.
Whose number?
My ex-wife in Littleton.
Okay.
Okay. It's 303-932-6607 or 6145. I would like her to be called, and I'd like the car checked out to make sure that there's nothing wrong.
What would be wrong with the car?
I don't know. Okay, I've seen reports. I'm in California, in San Diego.
Okay.
I've seen reports about bombs being placed and everything.
Okay.
And she's thinking about calling the insurance company. I'm like, no. Call the police and have the car checked out.
Okay. And what's the name of her, the party I'm calling here? That I
her name
number?
Is Cynthia Marquette.
Okay. I will go ahead and call Cynthia here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Can we get
Chapel Hill or Lakewood, whoever's sitting on that Cougar Road house, they need to leave.
Where's that at?
9351 Cougar Road.
Okay. We'll get someone down there.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye. No, that was our...
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Kathy from Golden.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything at all that we can do for you?
Well, not right off. I've left messages with both the dispatcher for calls and with the supervisor in here in case you need something.
Me?
No, this is Deanna.
Deanna. Do you guys need any food brought in?
No, someone brought in a whole bunch of stuff about an hour ago, so we've got that covered.
Okay, you don't need anybody coming to help us out?
We may a little bit later. Some of our people are, you know, like working in between shifts, and they may be going home here soon. But I will. I'll make sure that Cindy knows. And
yeah, just tell her I'm at home.
Okay.
And if she needs anything, because I can sure do running around, that I can always take phone call, field phone call.
Okay.
You know,
I'll let them know.
All right, thank you, dear.
Uh-huh. All right,
bye-bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, hi. My name is Charles Elias. I'm a mental health counselor. Can you hear me? Okay. I was just wanting to, you know, offer my services. I don't know if you need any counseling.
Sorry, hold on just a moment. Jefferson County Sheriff, do you have an emergency?
No, I don't have an emergency, but I've been on hold forever.
Okay, we're extremely busy. I'm sorry. I need you to hold a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I can help you.
Yeah, my name is Charles Elias. I'm a crisis mental health counselor.
Okay.
I was just wanting to offer my services. I don't know if you need any additional assistance, but I figured I would call.
What's your name again?
My name is Charles Elias, E-L-I-A-S. I specialize in working with kids.
Your phone number?
941-1000.
I'll let him know.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, really?
Do we know anything about his debriefing? He's a psychologist over at the PRD.
I'll find out and call you back.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from Norfolk, Virginia, and I've been watching the news about what's been going on there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if, they may have even already thought of this, but I figured if I didn't tell somebody, it may still unknown.
Right.
Did anybody look into the fact with the anniversary and the date that it was yesterday, being the fact that it was the bombing of the Oklahoma City bombing anniversary, the situation in Waco, and the fact that we did on Hitler's birthday night?
Right. I don't know if they have or not. I know it's been mentioned in here.
Have that information. Maybe they have. Maybe they've not even seen it. But if there's somebody that can just mention it to an investigator with the Jefferson County Police Department, I know
okay.
They don't even look at it, which I'm sure they are. I know they're all professionals, but I just had to tell somebody.
Okay. I can have the officers collecting all of our information about this. Call you back.
Well, I'm in Virginia. I mean, like I said, I'm just somebody watching TV.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to know if somebody would mention it to them. You know, I
okay.
Know what yesterday's date was, because I know everybody was kind of on guard.
Right.
Yesterday's date. I'm just wondering if maybe they think this has something to do with that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put this in front of him, and if he hasn't thought of it, it'll remind him.
Well,
okay.
It'll help.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Bye-bye. Hold on.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Captain Bob Armstrong, Arapaho Sheriff. I was on scene commander for Arapaho. Can you give me the CP number or somebody I can get to out there? I just left the scene and I need to call Dave Walker or whoever's running the show. If you've got a number there, you can give me.
I'll be fine. Hold on.
Thanks.
Communications, Cindy.
Hello?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, barely.
This is Juliet at Com.
Hi.
You're the supervisor on duty?
Well, I just happen to be one of them in here right now.
That's fine, huh?
Yeah.
We're just calling you to offer any assistance or any kind of support we could give you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll add you to our list.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
Okay.
And we may be calling on you before the night's out.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really long night. I do have some of my very senior level people, and I've got a whole list of ones that are kind of on standby, ready for the phone call.
Fantastic. I appreciate that.
Probably be very helpful for them to come, too.
Yeah, well, it might. It might help all of us.
Yep, and I'm sure you need some relief.
Well, I appreciate that.
All righty.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I've been watching the thing from Columbine High School.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking from Colorado Springs. I got on the web,
uh-huh.
And I found a website where it sounds like whoever did this wrote this letter on the internet.
What website is it on? What's the name of the webpage or the address for it?
Well, the address is HTTP.
Hold on one moment, sir. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, HTTP.
What's that called? The double dot? Colon and then a double backslash?
Okay.
Or forward slash, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And a time sign and then the number 8. Have you got fax capability? Can I fax it to you? Because it's quite long.
Does it have the name of the webpage on top also?
What's the name of the webpage? Deja News.
Okay.
D-A-J-A.
Okay. Will you be willing to fax that to us?
Sure.
Okay. 303.
Hang on just a second.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Well, no. I live down in West Portland Avenue.
One moment, sir. Okay. Sorry about that. You let me know when you're ready, sir.
I'm ready.
Okay. 303.
Okay.
271-5529.
5529. Okay. Well,
thank you.
There'll be two of them coming, so.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you very much for your help. If you could write your name and phone number on that, in case we need to contact you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, it's Hillary over Markers.
Hello.
Did you guys just get that teletype from Lakewood?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not over there near anywhere. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Okay, thanks.
The sheriff's office?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Rick Sheehan.
Okay, is this CNN again?
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah, let me find him. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Ma'am, he'll be right back with us. You there?
Oh, yes, okay.
I believe it is.
Okay. I can,
I don't,
don't want you to use them, though.
Well, you know, I have a real problem. I know that they're swamped over there, but we don't have people enough to handle the road. And if they're going to be sitting on these things all night...
No, I have Reggie.
Reggie and Carpenter are in one car.
Father, Haggett, another.
Uh-huh, and Burgess.
Okay.
That's all you have north.
What's Jansen doing?
Jansen is going to North Fork Fire to meet with one of the people who found some suspicious items. Brian Scott already approved it. So Jansen's going to be out of service for a while.
Denver.
And with this tragedy at the high school there, is it possible to get home? Or I talked a little bit, and they said call you.
Where do you live?
I live on West Portland Avenue off of Pierce.
Okay, I would doubt it at this point, just because it's not safe yet.
In other words, if I came from Hampton to Wadsworth, went down Wadsworth, I still would, they got that closed off?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah. It's not safe to be in the area.
What time do you think that this survey would go? Should I try or what? Or,
we don't have a time, just because we don't know when this will get resolved.
I know, I'm watching it on the news now. What a tragedy.
I agree.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want to be the parent for that. I got grandkids.
Neither would I.
So I can't get home then?
Not until they open back up the road.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can we help you?
I'd like to talk to somebody about a complaint that I have about what happened this afternoon about the shooting.
Okay.
Actually, it's more of a complaint about the news media and what they're doing as far as calling residents in the area out here, trying to get kids to talk. I had a lady, a reporter from the Rocky Mountain News call here under the pretense she was calling to make sure that she wanted to know if there were kids in the neighborhood that went to Columbine High School, and she was calling the neighbors. Then when they found out and got a number or a name, then she called, and she called at first wanting to know if they were okay or if they'd been located, and then after he talked to her on the thing, then what she said there was a tribute to these black-coated, trench-coat guys in the Columbine yearbook. She was wanting to speak with my son, trying to get him to give them the names of the kids that were pictured in the yearbook.
Okay. All righty. What address are you at?
I'm at 9067 West Polk Drive.
Okay.
I know you guys are really, really busy.
Oh, no.
There's a lot more important things.
Oh, no. This is
bad at that.
Right. This is fine. What I'm going to do right now is have our phone reporting deputy give you a call and talk to you about this and see what we can do with this, because that's not right.
Okay. If you've got other stuff going on, I understand. You know, just if they could call me sometime, that'd be great.
Okay. And your last name?
I'm Mike Baker.
Baker?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your phone number they can call you at?
303-971-0219.
0219?
Yep.
Okay. We'll have someone call you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Did you need me to enter anything?
Hey, Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No.
One moment, please.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
I really need to talk to somebody about this incident that happened today.
What do you need to share with us, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Yes, I'm trying to find out if my son was injured.
Okay, let me give you a number to call for that, ma'am.
Okay.
It's 982.
Uh-huh. 6836.
6836? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do they have a list of names?
Yes, they do. They also have it at Leewood Elementary School.
Okay.
Okay. So if they can't help you with that number, you may want to head down to Leewood. And they have
I'm calling long distance. My husband has my son.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
The number's on Leewood School.
Okay, I don't have a number for them right now. That number I gave you is for R1 School.
Okay, 982-6836?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for trying it again. I'm going to pass you down. If we get disconnected, let me give you my number.
Okay, I don't have a pencil or pen, Okay, what's your number?
404-827-4744. All right, I'm going to transfer you down to the control room again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, don't hang up.
Are you live?
Okay.
Is it Richie?
Yes, Richie. Hold on just a second.
I'm sorry, have to speak louder. Hello?
Yes, can you count from 1 to 5, sir?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
One more time, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Everyone around you has died.
Everyone
around you has died.
that.
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Hey, you still have a ride on your back, okay? Maybe there's a father with another boy. We just heard all the great stuff. We're like, all the kids are being shot, and we didn't know what to do. We thought it was just their kids, but it was just being shot. And then we saw everybody running out, like, 20 minutes later. So we ran out to the police station. There was just like, kind of hidden, covered in blood.
Together quickly to help each other out and to pull through this whole event.
them know that it was two young people apparently, but that within your own community, you did the damage, and this is a very hard thing, I would imagine, for you to recover from.
It's going to be a long time before the wounds will be healed, so to speak, on a situation like this. We're all just in terrible remorse at this point.
Okay, hold on. on. Let me have you talk to Randy Smith.
Okay.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
You don't want anything?
They're asking for blueprints, and we were working on some blueprints before them, but we never authorized for them to get them to GIS.
No, GIS was wanting to know what you wanted them to produce for you.
Oh.
At least for media packet.
Okay. If they've got just a sketch of the floor plan of the school, it doesn't have to be real intricate.
Okay.
They could run off, like 50 or 60 copies of it.
Okay.
And we can get that to them.
And that's all you want is just the floor plan of the school?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay.
I'll check with the lieutenant on scene if there was something else, but I haven't heard anything.
Okay, well, they're on their way to their office now to start putting it together, so in about 15 minutes I'll call you back and let you know. So if you want anything else, let me know within the next 15.
Okay.
Okay, and Mickey needs to talk to you in just a second.
All right.
Okay, and you have information here that the Larry King Show wants to interview you.
Okay.
I have a phone number here, but they're also at the Echo Star Trek. They were unable to locate you.
Yeah. That's not hard to believe.
Yeah,
what's
I know.
What's the number, Mickey?
The number is 202.
202.
898-7693.
Okay.
Or 7690.
Okay, and that's Echo Star Truck?
It's an Echo Star Truck, and it's the Larry King Show.
Okay.
And then, how are you doing down there?
Okay, if you get any other inquiries, let them know that I'm doing a press conference every hour on the half hour, and there's a media place set up down here at Summit Park.
Every hour on the half hour, media set up. Where?
In the northeast corner of Plymouth Park.
Northeast corner?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to take one of those tents that they're bringing?
What?
National Guard's bringing a tent because we're supposed to be getting snow tonight.
Oh, super.
I know.
Great.
But other than that, you're doing okay, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. You need anything else?
Can't think of any yet.
Okay, we got Troy coming down to headquarters. Halverson's also here trying to,
I talked to Wayne a little while ago.
Oh, did you?
Jerry. Okay. Yeah.
Do we have any other numbers?
Haven't heard anything confirmed anyway. A bunch. It looks like a bunch.
Well, God damn it.
A bunch of fatalities.
God damn it.
Really.
Okay, so you take care.
All right.
All right.
See you, Mickey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sheriff, do you have an emergency?
No.
Hold, please. Sheriff, County Sheriff's Office.
My name is Diane Lloyd. I'm a Red Cross volunteer at Light of the World Church.
Uh-huh.
They have a need for someone to direct traffic. They're having a 7 o'clock service here.
Right.
In regards to the emergency, and they need someone to have direct traffic before that.
Okay.
Would that be possible?
I'll let the commanders know about it and see if we can do anything.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, this is Detective Doherty. Can I have Detective
Acherno?
Acherno, thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dan Abrams from NBC News calling.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a couple questions about some details about today?
Okay.
Any more confirmation on the number of dead?
Not as of yet.
Okay. And what process are they in right now?
Still trying to sort through everything at the moment. It's still not, they're still trying to piece everything together, notify family, things like that. I can have the PID call you for specific updated information.
Okay, so then I'm about to do a nightly news update in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I can have him call you right now. What's your name?
Dan Abrams, ABRAMS. This is NBC Nightly News, Tom Brokaw. We're doing a West Coast update in about 5 minutes. And then the telephone number is 917-929-0465.
I'll go get it to you right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Sheriff's Office? Hi. Do you know the name of the principal that's from that school? I'm calling from the East Coast.
I do not. I don't have records like that here.
Well, who knows?
You could try their main you know, like the head office for the Jefferson County School.
What is that number?
Well, I'll see if I can find something for you.
Yeah, I was...
You know, it's like, maybe I'll... I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You had the number up here earlier.
892...
Is it still the Tuesday today,
688? No.
That's the main number.
Oh, that's the main number.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
No. If I need your fax, I'm going to fax you something.
Okay, hold on just a second.
What I needed to do to get French credentials for our paper in San Antonio. We'll be flying down there tomorrow to attend any press conference regarding the Columbine High School shooting. He lives in San
Francisco.
Hi, my son is a student at Columbine.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, after I let work, somebody from Jefferson County called. I assumed it was to see if I knew his whereabouts.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was the sheriff's department or the school or...
I think the school was calling.
Okay. I just wanted to let somebody know that I know his whereabouts and he's...
Okay, let me just connect you with the school security.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
I can see the phone number for the MTPO to be answered at the school.
Oh, I'm sorry. I barely hear you. We've got so much background in here.
Do you guys have the MTPO still on the internet of the school?
Oh, for the news?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, we do. Hold on. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Joyce Ford, and I'm a therapist, and I wondered if there was a place to volunteer for grief counseling.
Okay, Joyce, let me take your number. We are, I don't know if we still need people.
Okay.
If we do, I'll pass along your number. What is it?
It's 303-674-1649.
Uh-huh. Thank you for volunteering, Joyce. If we need you, we will call you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello?
Jefferson County Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Our church is located in the Columbine Hills area, and we're trying to find some way to contact somebody to be a blood location where people can come to get
blood. To be a blood location, I would call the Del Bonte Center and see if you can arrange it with them, because they're doing the main...
Okay. We've tried...
I can't do it. Go ahead.
We've tried several times and can't get through there. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, just keep trying. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, my name is Scott Sloan. I'm a crime scene investigator at Boulder PD.
Uh-huh.
And I live down here in the Littleton area, and I used to work with Jeffco on their crime scene technician. And wondering if you know if they need any other personnel to help process the crime scene or not.
Okay. Hold on here just a second.
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Sinead Wilson. I'm calling from BBC Television in London.
Okay.
I'm calling from BBC Television in London.
What country are you in now? I can hear better.
BBC Television.
Oh, okay.
In London, yeah.
Okay.
As you can imagine, you obviously know what I'm calling about.
Uh-huh.
About the shootings. Sheriff Stone has done quite a lot of interviews for our network.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the evening, and I was wondering if he would still be around at midnight your time.
I can have somebody from media call you.
Tuesday.
I can't guarantee who it will be, but we can definitely have someone call you.
Okay. We actually go on air in about 5 hours time, from 6 a.m. our time.
Okay.
But I was wondering if we could have someone for about 7 a.m. our time, which I think you're 7 hours behind, aren't you? That would be midnight your time.
What's the number to call me on?
Okay. The number is, I think the code is 44.
Okay.
181.
Okay.
624.
Okay.
9695.
Okay.
Can you tell me, is there a sort of a mayor, a local mayor of Denver? Would be good to speak to?
Our governor is Bill Owens.
Bill Owens? Do you know the best way to contact him?
I don't. I can try and find a number here for the government real fast.
That would be brilliant.
I'll be right back, okay?
Thanks very much.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, ma'am. This is Dave Lister, Denver Radar Approach Control. We got a call, and it may have been from your office asking us to clear all helicopters that were in the Columbine area out of the way.
Okay.
Which we did. It set up a temporary no-fly zone. Well, we're issuing a hazardous release zone notification to pilots. The only thing is, we need to know when we can cancel that, or when, like, not right now.
Okay.
But from what we were told, they found a bomb on the west side of the building. That's the initial call that we had received.
Right.
And so now we need to know when that is able to be canceled.
Okay. Can I get a number and we can call you?
You bet.
Okay.
303.
Okay.
342.
342.
1589.
89. Okay. Alrighty.
If anybody answers this phone,
anyone?
We'll be fine.
Okay.
You just need to tell us to cancel the hazardous release zone at Columbine.
Okay. Cancel at Columbine.
Right.
Okay, great.
All right.
Yes, I'd... Jeremy calling from KVI Radio in Seattle, and I want to see if we can possibly talk with the spokesperson tonight on the air.
Okay, what's your name again?
Jeremy.
Last name?
Steiner.
And your phone number?
206-223-9347.
And your station again?
KVI Radio.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
This is Gordy Powell with Metro Crime Scene Unit in Atlanta, Georgia.
No, I'll be right back. I can't hear you at all, okay?
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No, it's not an emergency.
One moment.
At Columbine.
Okay, great.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Sheriff's Office.
I was wondering if I could put myself on a list to be called back by public information deputy.
Your name?
My name is Mike Tomko, T-O-M-K-O.
Phone number?
712-277-2345.
Your station? KCAU. Okay, I'll get them, the message is probably going to be a little bit.
That extension, real quick, is 224.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, we've got plenty of cars on tonight. We've got arrangements at least probably for the next 24 hours for coverage.
Are you kind of deploying the people down there for the crime scene security all night?
Right, that's what we're going to be doing.
If it comes up in the conversation, Pleasant View Fire has some big light trucks we can use if you guys need them for security.
Okay.
If that comes up, then you just call. We'll call out Pleasant View Fire light trucks.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now I think we should be in big, pretty fair shape.
I think we are too.
All the assets that we've got down there.
I think we're okay.
Okay, I just want to touch base with you. So
that are you at 5674?
I'm at the best thing. I'm on my cell number. But yeah, I'm with Rovers. We're working together. So yeah, 5674. You can get either one.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Calling from MSNBC. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Is Deputy Steve Davis there?
He's not doing the media calls right now. He's just handling local media.
Okay.
We've got another person doing it. I need to put you on hold for an emergency line. Hold on. Jeffrey, can I share?
Yeah, non-emergency call.
All right, how
can I have you? Can I speak to Johnstone, Secretary?
Hold on.
I suspect she's still in.
All right, hold on. Okay, let me get your name and phone number. I'll give it to Deputy Wayne Halverson.
Is he the person who's doing it?
Well, he's doing it. We've got some county commissioners doing it. We're getting calls from all over the world.
Deputy Wayne, what's the name?
Halverson, H-O-L-V-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be him for sure, though. What's your name?
It's Miriam from MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 201-583-5187.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me put you on hold for 1 second. What time are you guys doing things, or do I have to give you a time?
Right now, we're getting calls from media around the world, so it's
what would help you?
If I
can do it any time from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Are you talking about tomorrow?
The earlier, the better.
Are you talking about for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, how soon?
What I'll do is have them call you tonight and arrange something.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
But Deputy Steve Davis is not going to do anything.
Well, at the moment, he's just doing light or local media coverage.
Okay.
Because of the limited people coming in from everywhere, so he's just handling the on-scene type stuff right now.
Can I get your name?
My name is Steve. We've got several people here in the communication center just doing media callbacks right now, so I'll give that to them and else.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Communication sec.
Hi, have you heard anything now? Some SWAT team with their head over here or...
What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I believe your husband or ex-husband
sorry. Oh, he's a nut right now. Jessica, my daughter, was one of them that escaped when the teacher was us. And she basically took 12 kids in her car, and somewhere in Clement Park, her car is setting open. Keys in the dash.
Jesse, I'm sorry. Just gonna hold on up one moment, okay?
That's fine. I understand.
Thank you. Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Hey, it's Laura. I'm getting ready to come in. Do you guys need anything besides the ice?
Not really. Let me check though first, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
cop liability. And Dave says, I have a green light to shoot you. If I shoot you,
okay.
Dave still is, I mean...
Communication.
I understand.
619.
Hey, can you give me the particulars on that car?
Green backpack on the southeast corner, but he needs a release.
K91.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Able to locate a William David Sanders, a teacher at Columbine High School.
Okay.
Not at any of the local hospitals. Do you have any information?
I don't. The best thing to do is keep checking with the hospitals.
We've been doing that.
And I can try and call you back if I find anything out, but I've had Linda's number here, and I haven't found anything out.
Okay. Let me give you my pager number.
Okay.
It's 855-2487.
Okay.
Just call me 911.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just to share
some. Hi, my name is Sandra. I live in Aurora. I go to Aurora Central.
Okay.
And I saw that I might have maybe a little piece of information as far as the shooting.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Uh-huh.
Communications.
Hey, this is Mark.
Yes.
Hey, could you have 247 call me at 5684, please?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
happened down here at Leewood, but Dave Thomas just did.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for holding. How was I helping you?
Hey, this is Robert. Let me speak to Leslie again, please.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office?
Yes. I'm one of the 14,000 phone calls that you just got.
Okay.
I'm with the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Posse. Is there anything I can do to help over at Columbine?
I can take your name and phone number, and if they need your help, they'll call you.
Well, if you think that's worthwhile.
Sure. What's your name?
I'm Jim Gillen. G-I-L-L-A-N.
Mm-hmm. What's your phone number?
My Arapahoe County Star number is 8849.
Okay, what's your phone number?
303-693-8477.
Okay, I'll get put it in the list, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Call the 271-4800. It says no longer working.
All right, hold on, okay?
Okay.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No, but it's not the cop.
I'm sorry, 271 6480.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I just got the phone a little fatigued.
Okay.
They looked at me like I was crazy. What do you mean? We don't have a unit up on Deer Creek on Cougar Road.
You're kidding.
No.
Where's... All right, I'm getting a little bit frustrated here. Okay.
This is what I'll do.
What?
Bobbin's going to be checking in here.
Okay.
We'll just have, when he goes back to his district, we'll have him swing back through there.
He can go up like the back way.
Right. And it says Wilson PD is with the car.
That's the note that...
Can you check that Cindy's still there? Did she write it?
252-1836. Yeah, she stood right here on the phone behind me, talking to whoever from the command post, and that's what they told her.
Okay. I'll try calling the command post.
Don't dial that 347 number. I just did, and it's disconnected. It goes to some lady's cell phone.
All right. So how do you get a hold of them?
I don't have any idea.
No.
I guess I'm going to have to get them on
the phone. Did you ever hear from them? Just tell them that somebody needs to call me.
Okay.
8674.
See, well, I'm getting frustrated. I can't get through to them.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
You know, I tried calling up there, and I couldn't get through up there either. I had no clue what was going on. So.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
All right, then.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
How can I help you?
I live here in Leewood Estates, next to the Columbine, and my wife has picked up school kids and can't get home because they got every intersection blocked.
Right, it's not safe to be there, so that's why we have those blocks.
Even on J and Bowles?
Even on J and Bowles, all around the school. I'm sorry?
When is she going to be able to get up at home?
When they resolve the situation, sir.
Oh, man.
And we don't know when that will be, unfortunately.
We've been in and out a couple times, but now they got it blocked again.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's for your safety. Okay? They still need to be investigating that area, and when they can let people in, they will.
Well, it's pretty devastating when you can't get in and out of where you live.
Well, we have 25 people dead, sir. That's also devastating.
Yes, I know, and it's many people I know. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about... There's got to be an access somewhere to get in.
They'll open up the road as soon as they can, sir.
Okay.
Okay. County Sheriff's Office?
Yes, Dr. McElroy, psychologist in Rouen.
I'm
calling to see if I can be of any help to you guys.
Okay, let me get you down to our victim services center here. Hold on just a second. They're on the phone. Can you hold on just a minute?
Yes.
Thank you. All the people who can help, put it there.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, I'll make sure it gets over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Around, probably running that perimeter again. I need to get a break somewhere.
Yeah. I think right now they're going to try and call in some of the reserve and posse people, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Can't always get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll let them know.
Alrighty.
Okay.
And they told them I can't stay any later than 8, so I can go and get her home.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then I should probably be out of here by 8:30.
Okay. This has been awful.
Uh-huh.
All the people calling and crying because they can't find their kids.
Well, I mean, that's watching the news.
I guess these guys have gone on the internet now. This gang. They're claiming they're going to do it again tomorrow in Tennessee. It's a mess. Okay? Okay.
I'll try calling you when I get up here on the two-way.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Yes, it is kind of an emergency.
Okay.
My daughter was with the Columbine issue today. We did get her out safely at 4 o'clock to the SWAT team.
Okay.
The third suspect that they arrested lives behind us. I know the child very well, and I'm just kind of wondering why they have not come to his house and searched it, you know. And
right.
I did speak with Arapahoe County, and they felt like that they needed to know this, and possibly he hasn't even mentioned his address yet or hasn't spoken.
Okay. Hold on the line with me, and let me see if I can get an investigator on the phone, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hi there, this is Hannah with Adams County.
Yeah.
A quick question for you. I have a gentleman on the phone. He apparently wants to help out with the families and involved in this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of started out by writing a song for the families. Who do you want me to refer him to?
What is it that he wants to help out with?
Hmm?
What is it exactly that he wants to help out with?
Well, he wrote a song for the families, and he kind of wants to...
I'll have somebody from Victim Assistance call him. If you can just give me his name and phone number so I don't have to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Do you want to hold on with me?
Sure.
Thanks. Thanks for holding on.
I'll call you back. Yeah, my name is Eugene Bray. I'm one of the founding members of the American Biohazard Recovery Association.
I'm sorry, sir. Hold on. Don't hang up, okay?
Yes.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
This is Denver Fire Dispatch. No, it's not an emergency. But what it is the police, Denver police just called me and said you guys are looking for light trucks.
For what?
For light trucks.
Light trucks?
For lights.
Oh, lights. Oh, lighted trucks. Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot.
What exactly are you guys looking for?
I don't know, but let me try and get someone on the phone with us, okay?
Okay, tell them that we don't really have trucks that light up anymore,
okay.
But we do have generators and hand light, you know, spotlights and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
If you can tell us what you need, and then we'll see what we can do for you.
We'll have someone call back your dispatch, okay?
Okay, you got the number?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Roberts.
Hi. We need someone to go down and relieve Team 1 so he can respond on a different assignment. And that's
where's
that
he at?
Was Maywood Elementary. And Diane in the command bus says she didn't have anybody available to get.
I was told that Boffman and Walker are heading over
there. Down there. That's what I was told, too.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he needs relief. Well, they were relieving Denver units.
Jesse, could you find out if one of them could handle whatever the King unit was doing?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thanks, bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Yes, it is kind of an emergency.
Okay.
My daughter was with the Columbine issue today. We did get her out safely at 4 o'clock to the SWAT team.
Okay.
The third suspect that they arrested lives behind us. I know the child very well, and I'm just kind of wondering why they have not come to his house and searched it, you know. And
right.
I did speak with Arapahoe County, and they felt like that they needed to know this, and possibly he hasn't even mentioned his address yet or hasn't spoken.
Okay. Hold on the line with me, and let me see if I can get an investigator on the phone, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is Investigator Moon Mountain Rep, okay, Sheriff?
Uh-huh.
Is any of the detectives around there, Detective Garciano?
Just a moment, please. Hey, Joel, Cindy.
Hey.
The command post is pulling all the Leslie South cars to go sit on stuff that... involving this thing at Columbine. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll start calling in the graveyard cars.
Well, now, yeah, we can do that, or we can send some cars from north to south. She's only got three north, and coordinate with our north agencies who have been sending us teletypes offering to help.
What are they asking for now?
They need somebody on Cougar to relieve Littleton PD.
Fabian's going there.
Okay, Fabian's going there. Okay, and that...
That's good.
Answer this for me, Cindy, because I just got off the phone with Littleton PD.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what I'm talking about. They said they do not have a car down on Cougar Road.
Okay, then it may be Lakewood PD.
Okay.
There is either Littleton or Lakewood down on Cougar Road sitting on this car.
Okay. And what's Lakewood's number? 987?
987-7111.
Okay.
And if they don't know, then we'll have to get a hold of...